Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, January 9th. The pre-dawn sky might have you seeing red for the next few weeks, or at least reddish-orange. That's because two colorful pinpoints of light will sweep past each other. One of them is Mars, the red planet, and the other is its rival, Antares, a red supergiant star. The two bodies achieve their color in different ways. Mars is a ball of solid rock like Earth. Much of its surface is covered by iron-rich dust. Exposure to water has rusted the iron, giving it an orangey color. Antares, on the other hand, is a ball of gas that's much bigger than the Sun. Its outer layers are quite cool as stars go, a temperature that makes Antares look reddish-orange. The close match in color between the two bodies is what gave Antares its name. Antares means rival of Ares, the Greek god of war. In Rome, he became known as Mars, so Antares is the rival of Mars. The color of the planet Mars reminded sky watchers of blood, which is why they associated the planet with the war god. And since Antares was about the same color, and Mars regularly passed by it, it made sense to think of the star as being like Mars, a rival for a bright orange planet. Look for Mars and Antares in the southeast an hour or two before sunrise tomorrow. Mars will stand almost directly above Antares, by less than the width of your fist held at arm's length. Mars is sliding down to the lower left, so it'll stick fairly close to its colorful rival for a few weeks. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.